We're coming up to the news, but really privileged to have Tapita Wehi join us. Me tuku mihi kia koe te whanaunga. Thanks very much for joining us on Irirangi Wāt here this evening.
Kia ora. Tēnā tātou.
And so, you're one of the judges of the whakataetae in prison, so the women's prison and the men's prison. Well, how long did it take our whānau in Whareherehere to practice? Are they any good, and who's going to win?
Well, I can't tell you who's going to win. That's the secret for now, their whanaunga. But they had 3 weeks, 3 months training. So, you know, they'd been in the... doing the hard training, hard yakka with their own kaiako. And, we were fortunate to get around to 16 prisons from Kaikohe all the way down to Invercargill. So, it was a huge occasion for us, but an eye-opener as well.
It would be a really big occasion for our whānau participating. When I spoke with Minister Calvin Davis, he said that it would probably be the first time for many of them to be able to participate in something like Kapa Haka and even be able to have access to their reo. So participating in this kind of thing would have been quite emotional, I guess, for some of our whānau members. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see it actually, and you know, it's the same story. The story's the same. A lot of these inmates or our whanaunga who are inside there, they've missed out on the stuff growing up. And so, you know, haka's a powerful instrument or a powerful tool that opens up that window. And within haka, well, within kapa haka, there's the other side to things such as our learning te reo Māori, karakia, whakapapa, reconnecting, which is a big one. But I think the biggest is identity, finding out who they are. And so a lot of our men and women, grew up as Māori, but not really knowing their roots or where they come from. And that's why this kaupapa, Te Hokairangi, took off, especially from inside there.
You see, this emphasises the reason why te reo, for some, te reo should be compulsory in all kura, considering that the majority of our tamariki are still in kura auraki, but also to the ability to have our kapa haka, tikanga being taught in schools, perhaps not compulsory, but definitely te reo. Because without that, then we wouldn't lose so many of our whānau to the justice system.
Yeah, no, that's what I think, bringing it back into the schools. I mean, you know, our generation, mine and your generation, we missed out on a lot of that stuff. The kohanga reo hadn't started back then, but if I look back at my schooling in the 70s, back in Gisborne, I went to a Ormond school, which is a 75% or 80% Pākehā, and the only Māori kids who attended that school were all us Pākehā from Wahiriri. And so the rest of around us were all Pākehā, and, we have to get te reo Māori tikanga, but also Māori history back in school. While I'm on that, 6 minutes up the road from our school, Ormond School in Gisborne, is the place Wairinga Hika, where was such a huge battle that took place there in such a iconic place that we weren't even taught about it. Neither was my mother, neither was my grandfather. And yet it was a 6 minute drive from up the road, the big battle that took place there, which was the start of the Kōti being sent away to the Chatham. But, I mean, all of that is really important. And, I definitely tautoko what you were saying, te reo Māori back in the school's Māori history. And then it sets a platform for us as Māori to set forth into the bigger world.
So are they, any of the whānau groups, any good enough to be in Matatini or at least in regionals?
Yeah, there's some of them. Like, we did 16 and we did 4 women. So that was really interesting too. And the difference, I guess, and I'm talking about the men, is the, you know, so raw. Hey, it was just raw. The iwi was there, the wana, the tapu. They're out of time, a little bit unco, but it's all there. And so if it was a Matatini competition, they'd probably get caned. And so we went in there with that aspect of not, of when we judge, not being too hard on them, and giving them encouragement. But to answer your question, yeah, there definitely are a few teams in there that would go pretty good at a regional competition.
Because the reason why I'm asking is because aren't you following Mata Tini rules? But you're not being as strict as, you know.
Well, yeah, we're following the Mata Tini judging model, which is, you know, koro, whakaeke, motete, action song, pui, haka, and whakawate. And it's all marked out of 100. And so there were three judges. We were given the, you know, the judgment, the judges' assessment sheets. They come out, do a meeting, and then they're into it. And I just want to share a couple of things, like the feedback we've been getting, or while we were in there, was quite overwhelming. I mean, there was a couple of places in there where the violence and crime within these particular wings, and I won't say which jails they were, but had dropped 82% since these men started doing kapaka. So that's mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yeah, that, well, you know, it just goes to emphasise the need for us, for our reo and tikanga to be part of our everyday lives, part of our framework.
The other one, Claudia, was like in some of these places too where the guards were performing. So that was breaking down that whole hierarchy system. Some more feedback we got back was, you know, the good old tuakana taina that we're used to. When these guards were in the ranks, they were all one, which is something not seen at all. The other one was the mixing of wings, which was mixing of gangs. So they were really worried about this stuff. Last time they did it, you know, there were riots and stuff, but you know what? No trouble at all. So you had headhunters standing next to mobsters and blackfellas and all sorts in the one rank, you know, doing the haka together. If I suppose at the end of the day, just be Māori rather than the colours first.
Yeah, absolutely. And how long will you be judging for? Do you have any more groups to watch and judge?
You know, I'm done now, Claudette. So we're on the road for a month. And we just finished on Sunday. Yeah, what a hiding. I started in Kaikoi, Pāremoremo, into Auckland, down into Spring Hill, over Waikiria, Tongariro, Mangaroa, over to Whanganui, Numitaka, Arohata, Wellington, down into the three Christchurch prisons, and finished in Dunedin and finally in Invercargill prison, right at the bottom.
That's a hell of a lot of Māori, eh? That's hell of a sad, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, they're all Māori, but hey, I'll share something else with you. You know, even down in the South Island jails, there are a couple of, you know, white power boys in there, which kind of blew me away. And they came up to me after and said, man, that's the first time I've done that, and I loved it.
Thank you so very much. Yeah, thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. Wonderful to call it all with you always. Thank you so, so very much. And who won?
We don't know yet, so they're just adding up the results, and then all of those results are going to let us know, and we have to go back to present the taonga to these prisons. So that's going to be exciting.